Spiritual Healing Center is located at 260 East Blithedale Avenue in Mill Valley. Go on the web to thespiritualhealingcenter.com. Spring has finally arrived, and with it, an exhilarating rush of fresh air. The New Living Expo at the Concourse Exhibition Center, April 29th through May 1st. Celebrating 10 years of exploring better choices and new directions, the Expo returns with hundreds of exhibitors, more than 90 highly respected speakers, and three special events featuring Daryl Hannah with Julia Butterfly Hill, Greg Braden, and Dick Gregory. Spring into a lively, interactive, and stimulating environment where new ideas blossom, relationships take root, and bathe in the sweet realm of possibility. Listen to Amy Goodman, Danny and Brinkley, and Carolyn Casey. Eat, play, listen. Visit the New Living Expo, April 29th through May 1st at the Concourse in San Francisco. Details and the program guide are online at newlivingexpo.com or call 415-382-8300. Sponsors include Cron4, SF Weekly, KPFA, and KEST 1450 Radio.
Yeah, you are listening to a special edition of Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. I like that part. I don't even know why. Wow. I'm still catching my breath. Those of y'all that caught any of that, that was an interview with Julia Butterfly Hill. Julia drew the world's attention when she protected the redwood tree Luna and a grove of original growth redwoods by staying put and standing up to weather elements and people elements for 738 days in a redwood. I highly recommend, I'll be getting her new book, One Makes the Difference. I just hadn't grabbed a copy yet, but The Legacy of Luna, what a wonderful read. She's a poet, she's a descriptive, and you could tell from that interview that her heart is in every single thing she does. What a lot of things that resonated as she and I spoke, and while I confess I've never had the courage to be the one in the redwood tree for 2 years, authenticity and living from a state of unconditional love and making my choices from as close as I can get to that state of love, even when it hurts, is a key element even in the Life Insights teachings. We just completed a series of the Life Insights, the healing class, and we're going to be offering that class here in the city. It'll be available here in the city, hosted over in the Presidio, the land of plentiful parking. So even those of you coming in from outside the city, it'll be worth it. That class was the first class that ever channeled through. It was very interesting for me. I started by studying my spiritual practices. Studied with a long list of teachers. I studied intensely with Betty Bethards. There's some quotes from Betty on my website. I studied with a man named Paul Larson that was a truly enlightened being. Studied with a string of additional people as well. Gosh, their names float away. I studied with Wally Minto of Alpha Awareness, which preceded a lot of the other Alpha Consciousness works. I studied with, why would his name jump out of my head? Leonard Orr, there it is. Studied with Leonard Orr, did some work with Leonard. Studied with, after talking to Julia, my brain's gone. Anyway, did a broad series of studies, and the piece that came down pure and clear for me, that it's all about opening that sense of unconditional allowance of our aliveness, letting our aliveness flow unconditionally, letting our aliveness flow regardless of circumstances, and recognizing the difference between shutting down, and she even referred to it as the separation syndrome and the disease of disconnect, recognizing the difference between shutting down or going into my emotional stuff or my triggers or my buttons or my patterns as differentiated from stepping out of those patterns and allowing my energy and my life force to flow. And along the way, it stunned me. I mean, it's interesting, and it's a minimalistic comparison, and I'm almost embarrassed to make it, but it stunned me along the way that there I was, a kid with an engineering degree, as it were, and still think of myself as a kid. I haven't seen the differentiation yet, but a kid with an engineering degree that was studying this other spiritual stuff, and long about a ways after I've been out of college and I've been studying this stuff for a relatively short period of time, I was doing some readings with some cards called Morgan's Tarot by Morgan Robbins. This is not the Morgan Greer. This is Morgan Robbins. Did some work with Morgan. Anyway, was reading Morgan's Tarot and just doing it because it was interesting to me to study how the universe worked through doing readings for people. And next thing I knew, people were asking me for readings and they were asking for my input. And that seemed really bizarre because I'm thinking, what do I know? And I'm still thinking, what do I know? It's still a lifetime sense of discovery. Why? How's it work? Where's it come from? But one of the earliest pieces I noticed was the development of the ability to come back to who we really are in the midst of who we're being. And the development of the ability to recognize that all of us have a who we really are part. And it gets wrapped over by the who we're being part. All of us have a who we really are part. It gets wrapped over by the who we're being part. And truthfully, it's easiest to see that when we're looking at others, our children, our friends, our partners, our parents, our siblings, and we're able to see their who they really are part. And we see it as who they are. They think that it's who we think they could be if they did this or that or the other. We know it's who they are. And yet, if we ask them, they would give us a description of who they've seen themselves be, which is the list of the stuff in the way. Well, I like that you think of me that way, but I really see myself, you know, I'm the one that oversleeps or runs late or just has regular jobs or just has menial things or didn't get A's in high school or whatever. All of that other list, except, of course, when they're on a first or second date, when then they're all promo. But, you know, later in, when we're actually who we really are, we can see the who they really are. We watch them run into their stuff in the way. And that was my study, that who we really are. How do we bring that forward? At first, I was sharing what I learned. And quite frankly, I find it amusing when I hear people talk about, well, do they or don't they walk their talk? Much the same as Julia was talking about, there's lots of people that talk, but do they actually do? You know, do they make that careful choice when they're purchasing? Do they or don't they walk their talk? Made no sense to me because my talk has always been an outcome of my walk. I don't consider myself in the way that some people seem to have elevated their view. I was stunned to be recognized as an enlightened being, as having reached first level of enlightenment by recognized as that by two different masters. And all I could think in the back of my head was, now I really understand the joke of before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry more water. That's all it is. It's recognizing the lightness of it in the midst of it all. So there's a real place where all I do is share what I'm learning. And I consider myself a slow learner. I'll study something for years. I've recently done a couple of workshops on a primary prayer that's known in the Christian-based religions as the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father. I've just spent several years studying the Our Father and feel like I finally have a grip on it. Have done a few workshops on it because the Our Father is actually, or the Lord's Prayer is actually, it's actually an invitation to shine with everything you are and to bring that essence of God into you so that you are not only a manifestation of that, but also you manifest on the world. It's a manifestation training in a short, memorable set of words, which is what I'm not good at. I have long sets of words that people remember the gist of, but have no idea what I said. So I was doing readings for people, and it dawned on me that there were some basic elements that I was telling many people in readings, and as an engineer, it seemed way more efficient if I would do workshops and like get them all together and tell them all at once, and then we could work further in the readings at that point in time. And this is back a ways. 30 years ago almost. And so I started doing workshops where I would talk, and that was where it cracks me up even still. A wonderful, wonderful man, Neil McCarty. Any of y'all know Neil? Tease him. Neil would come up And one thing he would tell me is he'd say, I love your workshops. They're amazing. He said, and I try to invite my friends and I say, you got to come to this thing. It's great. And my friends say, well, what did he talk about? And I look at him and I go, he talked about life, but it was great. You got to go. So I'm not necessarily those memorable, short, quotable phrases. But Neil started to bug me to teach a class because he wanted to take my class, and I didn't offer classes. I didn't intend to offer classes. I didn't expect to offer classes. And he bugged me until he forced me into a corner, and I did. And what I did in that class, which became the healing class, and what I did in that class was I sat down and sat in that core flow of energy and looked outward for the things that got in the way. And then I looked at every tool that I'd learned or discovered or modified or expanded to get the stuff that was in the way. All of those places where we pull and tug against ourselves, where we get lost in our emotions, where we get held up by our own limitations, to move all of that stuff that was in the way out of the way. And I built the whole thing around a core practice of core energy flow. All of us have a core flow of life force energy, and it truly is exactly what we all are about. So we're going to take a brief break and give you some quick contact information, and then we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop, so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net.
You're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. Ooh, I love that part. You are listening to a special edition of Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. And I'll let you know the shortcut into my website is go to Not Scott. Because it's Scout, not Scott. Just go to notscott.com. In fact, if you're at your computer, check this out. Type in NOTSCOTT. Don't type any W's or anything. Just NOTSCOTT. Hold the control and hit enter. And that'll take you right into notscott.com, which will take you right into lifeinsights.net. Because that's exactly what we do, is insights into life. You know, sitting here and listening to this, it's what an inspiration she is. I just, those of you that didn't catch it, I got to do a half an hour conversation with Julia Butterfly Hill. And she's so sweet. I'm sure that if I drug it out, she would have. So I had to honor our appointment time. But what an inspiration. And it just struck me as I was thinking about it. On a tiny scale, and I make no huge comparison because her scale was much larger than mine, but she went up into the tree in her third sitting in Luna. She went up to sit for 3 weeks to a month, and it turned into 2 years, and that turned into an incredible career of changing the world and being a lightning rod for the good and the attacks of people that don't want to wake up. And it struck me that my tree has been the fact that I stepped away from my engineering education and my degree and the availability of engineering careers and stepped fully into embracing where my spiritual path took me and have stayed with that. That's been my full income, and which in some cases was not very much. But that's been my full generation of my income for, well, since 1986, I believe it is, 86, 87. It's one of those things that if I'd known it was going to be important, I would have noticed the day it started. Stepping in. So all of us have a core flow of life force energy. And through the course of life, as we go through trauma and drama and karma, it gets bent and constricted into patterns. And that's one of the quirky parts about my reading work, is that when I'm working with individuals, I'll tell you about you, and I'll tell you about how you function, and I'll answer whatever questions you have about anything, quite frankly. Another place where sometimes I also have to answer questions about poop and people's digestive tracts and all of that, because I do medical intuitive work as well. But there's that place where the whole time that we're talking, what I'm really focused on, and that's whether you're in an individual session, whether you're in a workshop setting, like the first Wednesday of May, I'll be doing the workshop Reopening the Heart About Relationships, and even more so when we get to spend more time together in a class. The healing class meets for 10 sessions, and it'll be on Monday nights here in the city, starting a week after the New Living Expo. So you get the chance to go to the expo, and then we'll start on Monday nights the week after that, Monday the 9th. So then I get to spend more time with you, but all of my time when I'm working with clients, whether it's an individual, a group, a workshop, or a class where I get to spend extended time, I'm always working on those energy patterns and the core flow of life force inside of you to untangle the tangles in the energy so that it flows more and more cleanly. And as it flows more and more cleanly, you find yourself more able to be the authenticity that you are, to step out of those patterns, or to even be walking free of those patterns. We just finished, I taught one, and one of our authorized teachers, ALIT, in fact, the advanced ALIT teachers, Ellen Henson, taught another. I got to meet with several of the grads the other night when we had an event. What a delight that was to hear their feedback about what that class was to them. Opening, clarity, coming back to myself, dropping away the complications, feeling freed, feeling my light back, feeling my aliveness back, being able to re-find my center in the midst of some pretty hairy stuff going on in various lives. So it's not like, oh, la-di-da, you know, once you get that center, now everything goes lovely. Wouldn't that be grand? And wouldn't that be missing the point? We're here to learn and expand our abilities, and we learn and expand our abilities by coming, as Julie described it, stepping through the pain, coming through the fear, and stepping all the way back to the love and the sensitivity that's at the core of us, and then moving forward from there so that we're answering that aspect of the core being of our nature. We're coming into that level of authenticity. And so the healing class became, As Neil asked for a class, and I said, okay, fine, because he ganged up on me together with another friend who offered to host the class. That was a funny, hi, I'd like you to meet my friend. She's offered to host the class you're refusing to teach, so now you have a place and some students. When do we get a class? And he ganged up and roped in the woman I was going with at the time, and so, you know, once that's involved, then you're toast, right? You know, once the girlfriend or the wife's in on it, it's a done deal. So sure enough, I opened up a class expecting to have three people, well, four counting me, in it, and instead it overfilled and a second class formed, and the class has now been in existence since 1988. There's over 3,000 grads. We lost our mailing list a couple of times with computer crashes in the early days of that hard lesson of learn to back up your files, but my guesstimate is that we've got over 3,000 grads of the healing class now, who have all discovered they can take it and live in that kind of energy and survive, and I still get calls and notes from people that took the class 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and more, telling me that those tools became their foundations. And these are people that went on to be Reiki healing master teachers. They went on to be masters in other modalities, doctors in other modalities, presenters in other modalities, and computer software programmers, business owners, business managers, and CEO and C other levels of corporate high-level individuals. All of that in play, but coming from a core sense of every time you get triggered into those patterns, recognizing the pattern, the anger, the rage, just as Julie was talking about it. I can get angry with people, I've got tons of rage, and I have to recognize that that's the surface. It's recognizing that the pattern, the anger, the rage, the hopelessness, the I give up, the oh, you know me, the this is how it goes for me, the this is the most I can expect for me, the I never had this, so I'll never have that, all of that. Recognizing that that's the falsehood of the ego keeping you small. Go look up Marianne Williamson together, Google Marianne Williamson together with Nelson Mandela, and you'll find an exquisite quote from Marianne Williamson's book that says, living small benefits no one. Playing yourself smaller benefits no one. And what we do in the healing class is we rebuild that core flow so that you, authentically who you are, becomes a familiar normal rather than an abnormal peak experience. And that's what you're about. I always like to point out, nobody has to have a class. Nobody has to have a teacher. But teachers sometimes know shortcuts. I consider myself a slow learner. I study things for a really long time. Well, it's just like I was talking about. The Our Father prayer takes, 30 seconds to say it? I've been studying it consciously in my meditation for, 3.5 or 4 years. If I'd known it was going to be important, I would have noticed when I started. Now I figure that I've got a handle on it, and I taught it a while back. In fact, I was talking with another interview subject that I'll be talking with next month, who's also been studying the Lord's Prayer, and I tossed her one little piece of what I had distilled out of it, and her whole response was, "That gives me chills." I consider myself a slow learner, but the nice part about slow learner is the same reason that they do instant replay in some sports. When you slow it down, then you can see what happened. And when you can see what happened, then you can figure out how it happened. And when you can figure out how it happened, you can, in the case of conscious growth, figure out how to do it differently. The material when I first started the healing class, when I first channeled the healing class, that was the net result of over a decade of meditation, conscious focus, and study and work to be able to channel through the information for that class and pull it through with an understanding. And in fact, there's so much depth in it that the people that are certified to teach the class, it's basically a minimum of 1.5 years if you fast track it. It takes 1.5 years to do that study. Most people, it takes 2.5 years or more to qualify to teach that one 10-week class. Now, fortunately, I got grandfathered in. I did my training in the development work of the decade before that. But that's exactly my point, is I studied this material for 11 or 12 years. And from that, now I can pass the material on so that people get it in 11 or 12 weeks. You don't have to have a teacher. You don't have to have a class. And certainly in my history, I noticed that when I wanted to learn French, when I wanted to learn piano, and even when I wanted to learn meditation and personal expansion, my first teacher, Betty Bethards, popped open all kinds of doors for me. I had no idea what she said to me in one of our early conversations, one of the first times I got to speak with her individually, and she just said, "You have the very same light as I do. Your channel is as bright as mine." I didn't know what that meant. I just thought it sounded nice. Oh, good. She's noticed me. 10, 11 years later, 12 years later, 30 years later, it's like, that's what she was talking about, is this light inside of me that drives me to learn, and the gift of whatever it is that allows me to be able to have words and language and analogy and an engineer practical application kind of idea, so that everything I do is engineered to be practical application that allows me to share what I've learned in a way that I can spend 3 years on it and teach it in an hour. The website is lifeinsights.net. You can find it with scoutbartlett.com, or if you have to, you can go to pathfinderpair.com and that'll get you there. But just go to notscott.com. Please send me an email so that I can send you the dates and the times, and then come by the KEST booth at the New Living Expo Saturday afternoon, mid-afternoon, like 2 to 4, Sunday earlier afternoon, like 1:30 to 3. We're going to have some graduates of that healing class to give you free energy alignments, and the expo is brain-spinning enough that an energy alignment right in the middle of it will be a welcome treat. I'd love to meet you there. Reminding you it's a perfect day to have a great day on purpose. So treat yourself as a loved one, because you truly are. And if you can't find anybody else to do it, remember that from the depth of my heart, I love everything that is the spirit and core of you. Have a great day.